Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we tackle one AI question at a time, with wit, wisdom, and the occasional existential crisis. I'm your host, Herman Popplebury, a donkey with opinions, a penchant for philosophy, and a sloth brother named Corn who, despite moving at glacial speeds, somehow always beats me to the snack drawer. This show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4. So while thoughtful, it may contain inaccuracies. If you're intrigued, inspired, or just mildly confused, you can learn more or collaborate at danielrosehill.com. Today's question is a doozy. What is the most effective path toward creating a fine-tuned speech-to-text model that you can actually deploy for your own use, at a reasonable cost? Are speech-to-text, the dream of turning human babble into clean, searchable, machine-readable text? Whether you're transcribing interviews, building a voice assistant, or just tired of typing, a custom model sounds like magic. But here's the catch: most off-the-shelf models don't understand your accent, your jargon, or your tendency to mumble about quantum physics while eating crackers. So you want something tailored, but you're not Google. You don't have a data center the size of a small country. You need something effective, deployable, and crucially, affordable. Let's build that path together. First, let's get real about what fine-tuned means. You're not training a model from scratch, that's like building a car from iron ore. Instead, you're taking a pre-trained model, something already good at general speech recognition, and teaching it to be even better at asterisk your asterisk speech, asterisk your asterisk vocabulary, asterisk your use case. This is the smart move. It saves time, money, and your sanity. The current gold standard for open source speech-to-text is asterisk asterisk whisper asterisk asterisk, developed by OpenAI. Yes, OpenAI, and yes, it's open. Whisper comes in several sizes, from tiny to large, and it's shockingly good even out of the box. The best part, you can download it, run it locally, and fine-tune it without paying a licensing fee. That's your foundation. Now, step one. Data asterisk asterisk. Fine-tuning requires a dataset of audio clips paired with their correct transcriptions. How much? Well, that depends. For light customization, say, adapting to a regional accent, 5 to 10 hours of clean, diverse audio might suffice. For domain-specific jargon, medical terms, legal phrases, or the names of obscure fantasy creatures, you'll want 20 to 50 hours. Quality matters more than quantity. Background noise, inconsistent volume, or inaccurate transcriptions will poison your model. Here's a pro tip. Use forced alignment tools like asterisk Montreal forced aligner asterisk asterisk or gentle asterisk asterisk to sync transcripts with audio. This helps clean up timing and ensures your labels are precise. And if you don't have your own data, consider public datasets like asterisk Common Voice asterisk from Mozilla, which offers thousands of hours of voice recordings in multiple languages, contributed by real people. You can filter by accent, age, or even microphone type. Just make sure your use case aligns with their license. Step 2, fine-tuning asterisk asterisk. You've got your data. Now, how do you teach Whisper to be asterisk yours? The most accessible way is using Hugging Face's Transformers asterisk asterisk library. It wraps Whisper in a clean API and supports training with just a few lines of code. You'll need a GPU, preferably an NVIDIA card with at least 16 GB of VRAM. If you don't have one, cloud options like Google Colab Pro asterisk asterisk, Lambda Labs asterisk asterisk, or Paperspace asterisk offer hourly GPU rentals for as little as $1 to $2 per hour. Rent one for a weekend, fine-tune your model and shut it down. Total cost, maybe $20, not bad. During training, monitor for overfitting. That's when your model becomes asterisk 2 asterisk good at your dataset but fails on new audio. Use a validation set, about 10-15% of your data, to check performance, and consider techniques like asterisk asterisk data augmentation, adding reverb, changing speed, or injecting light noise to make your model more robust. Now step 3, deployment asterisk asterisk. You've got a fine-tuned model, how do you use it? Option 1. Run it locally, tools like asterisk Whisper, CPP or FasterWhisper asterisk let you run models on consumer hardware, even a MacBook or a Raspberry Pi. They're optimized for speed and low memory. This is ideal if privacy matters, your audio never leaves your device. Option 2, deploy it as a web service. Use FastAPI asterisk or Flask asterisk asterisk to create a simple API. Host it on a $5 month VPS from DigitalOcean asterisk or Linode asterisk asterisk. Add a front-end and boom, you've got your own private speech-to-text app. For heavier loads, consider asterisk asterisk Docker asterisk asterisk and Kubernetes asterisk, but honestly, unless you're processing terabytes of audio daily, that's overkill. Now let's talk cost. Let's tally data collection, free if you record yourself or minimal if you pay contributors. Compute for training, $10.30 in cloud GPU time. Deployment, $5.10/month for a VPS. Total startup cost, under $50. Ongoing cost, pocket change. Compare that to commercial APIs like Google Speech to Text or AWS Transcribe, which charge per minute and can run hundreds per month at scale. Your custom model pays for itself fast. But wait, what about latency? Accuracy? Let's be honest, a fine-tuned whisper model won't beat Google's billion-dollar infrastructure. But it can get asterisk close asterisk, especially in your niche. And you control everything, the data, the updates, the privacy. There are alternatives, of course. NVIDIA's NeMo offers powerful tooling for ASR, but it's more complex. Deep Speech by Mozilla is lightweight but less accurate. WavTovec 2 asterisk from Meta is excellent, but licensing can be tricky for commercial use. Whisper remains the sweet spot, open, accurate, and community supported. One final thought, consider asterisk asterisk distillation asterisk asterisk. If your model is too slow, train a smaller model to mimic the larger one. It's like teaching a junior employee to think like the CEO. You get 90% of the performance at 30% of the cost. So to recap, start with Whisper. Gather clean, relevant data. Fine-tune using Hugging Face on affordable cloud GPUs. Deploy locally or on a cheap server. Optimize for your use case, not perfection. This isn't just about technology, it's about autonomy. In a world where every voice command feeds some corporate data lake, owning your speech-to-text pipeline is a quiet act of digital self-determination. And who knows, maybe Korn will finally dictate his memoirs. Though knowing him, it'll take 3 years to say chapter one. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you've got a question burning a hole in your cortex, send it Daniel's way. Until next time, stay curious, stay skeptical, and keep asking. You can learn more at danielrosehill.com. I'm Herman Poppelberry reminding you, the future isn't just something that happens to us. Sometimes we fine-tune it ourselves.